Chris on to for Kermit.
Steady on to Chris.
Hello, I was just wondering, we can have lab cam 1 set up as our big picture view. Do you have a preference for 1 over 2? Otherwise, is it okay if I do lab cam 2 for the camera setup?
We are using the other one for MVP, so if we could stick to lab cam 1, that would be terrific.
Perfect, that makes sense, will do. Huntsville, this is Chris on 2 for Kermit. Activity is complete, ready for ground commanding.
Ribbit.
Houston station, Jackson 2, for 1, processor wire change out, looking for a go in 2.15.1.
You are a go, safing is in place.
Next we go.
Station out for space to round 2 for Jessica and Stimso.
So this is Chris on 2, Jessica's got them dragging, but I can pass her a message.
Thank you, sir. We just wanted to let her know that if she does want to get ready and do her stem cell X, that she is go, and she needs to work through step 7.
Copy, I'll pass her that she's go in stem cell X and can work through step 7.
Sorry, correction, up to step 7.
Copy, up to step 7. Copy that, I'll pass that on.
Houston station, check on 2. The bladder QD is mated in step 4.2.5. The prime processor bladder change
out. We copy, and 2 things while I have you. You are go, and your next procedure, 2.4, we're safing, we are complete with the safing. Also, Occam's is down right now, we're working to recover it, but until then we're kind of flying blind, so just want to make sure you're recording the serial number of that bladder so you don't have to go back in a stinky bag.
We go in the saving, for the saving of the next step, the next procedure, and my blind bladder, new blind bladder, is serial number 205. The blind containment bag was barcode 00286278 Juliet. That'll be the crew not back yet, but at least you guys have it now.
Thanks, Jack. Appreciate it.
Constable Station on 2 for BioCell. Yeah, good morning. I was in drag enjoying that activity, so I didn't get the call, but Chris passed along the message that you guys are go. Hey, Jessica, back with you. Got a little ready calm here, but you are going step 1 and work up to step 7. Copy that. Up to 6.
Houston station, checks on 2 for the recycle tank drain. The EPA filled drain valve is in drain. And the EPA is configured for recycle tank drain. You're go to proceed.
What do you copy? Thanks, Jack.
So, station OPM 2 for MVP. I'm with you on 2, Sophie. And so, for the spill notes, I was looking at JSP port 2 aft 2. In order to find the ESV bells of the rat, serial number 14072 and 14091, I searched everywhere and I could not find them. And for your information, this house CTB, serial number 4134, was overflowing. It was not even closed. It was left open with probably 150% contents of volume, and so, yeah, I could not find the items I was supposed to find. This is why it took me a whole ton of time to try to find the items and trying to look into the CCD.
We copy, Sophie. We're sorry about that, and you are go to just use Ziploc bags. Sorry for the trouble.
Okay, so what size of Ziploc bags do you want me to use?
That's 10 by 10 or larger.
10 by 10 or larger, copy that. And does it have to be new and like kind of brand new and clean, or can it be like an already used one?
That's good, fine.
Okay, thanks. And Huntsville Station on 2 for Stumpville.
Jessica.
I'm a little bit confused as to what I'm doing here. It says there's a glow
bag called out, and I was assuming that just meant the bag of gloves. But in step six, it seems to indicate like that we have a temporary glove box or something set up somewhere, since it says open the glove bag, insert hands into glove slots. But what glove box or bag is that?
Copy, Jessica. That should have been gathered yesterday. It should have been in that 1.0 CTV 5150. It is an actual glove bag.
One of the kinds that we set up, like I remember using that for MVP on my previous mission, like a large glove bag, and where, I'm confused as to where that would be set up, because it tells me to translate to the fluorescence microscope.
Copy it all. We're checking.
Huntsville Station on 2.
You're going to tell me you found it while we were thinking about it, right?
Hey, yeah, I think this is one of those things when somebody else does it. Jack remembered doing it. He pointed it out to me. When I looked at the bag, it just looked like a plastic bag at the bottom. I've never seen a really mobile one like this. I was just picturing the big ones that are like pop-up tents. But just so you know, oh, there is a tiny little label on the bottom. I see it now. Okay. So I have the glove bag, and I will proceed.
Copy. Thank you. Sorry for the trouble. Station Huntsville on 2 for Jessica and Stinto. We were tracking that you should be in Sable 4 at GMF 5, not Sable 1.
Yep, I'm at Sable 4 right now. I went to Sable 1 briefly. I was just at the wrong spot, but I'm at Sable 4 and I have the habitat.
Copy, thanks.
Unix, Chris on 2 for E4D.
Is this Yon 2? Great to talk to you again, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Ruth. Great to talk to you as well. I just had a big picture question about the Surface Pro 5 removal. My understanding is that we're going to need this later today for the installation, so it's out of the way and it's not going to interfere with anything for the install. Is it okay if I just leave it where it is, or do you want me to take it down and put it away? And if so, I didn't see a stow node attached to the activity for where it should go.
We just need you to unplug the SP5 for now, and then you can temp stow it wherever it fits for you for later use.
That's perfect. Yep, it is already unplugged. I just did that, so I will leave it where it is if that's okay. That'll, I think, take some time in the future. Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm just working on getting E40 installed, unstowed now, and we'll be into the install shortly.
Chris, while I have you, is it okay that we come on board with VCA1?
Absolutely, please do, and I'll make sure you have a good view of the E4D install area with it.
And many copies is appreciated. Thank you.
So, Station Cynthian 2 for musical. Go ahead, okay. I don't know if you saw the labels, the sequel bags of the Mexican cartridges on the screen. And also, I'd like to give you the serial numbers of the left user and right user cartridges. The left is 28761, and right user cartridge is 28777.
We copy, Sophie. Thank you.
And with that, we'll work on the stowage and as a heads up, I think we should come up with a plan for the CTV in JVP port 2F2, port 2134. I'm ready to help whenever you have a plan for that, but it was really overflowing. My suggestion is that there were two desiccant cartridges in one big Sigfox bag, and we could like remove them from the CTV so that we close the CTV and leave this Ziploc just in the space of port 2F2. It will solve the problem. We'll be able to close the CTV, and there was just one extra item inside this area, but not in the CTV.
Okay, Sophie, sorry. We copy copy your suggestion. We are talking about that. Jack is actually going to need that half CTB, so if you just want to hand it off to him, and then we're going to come up with a better plan for it. Thank you.
Yeah, well, for now, my suggestion is to leave them in the area, but I understand just because if we move it with all of this content, because it's open and overflowing, then things might be lost and put away from the CTV. So I strongly suggest to do something.
Stand station, checksum 2 for MVP hardware gather. The stow notes for the hardware gather. Looking for a 1.0 CTB in line 1. It says it's supposed to be at Cygnus S223, but there is a 10.0 CTB. Looking for an alternate location.
Copy, checking.
Central station on TV service.
Go ahead on 2.
Well, Lori, I was trying to press the biocell habitat into fixture delta, and in doing so, it wasn't quite flush, like the left side was higher than the right. So I pressed down on the left side, and one of the caps was not on there tight, I guess, and so it came off. And then when I lifted the biocell off to try to retrieve the cap, it floated underneath to the microscope, like down by the lenses. If I open the lower door, I can't see it, so I'm not quite sure what you want me to do now, if you want me to proceed without that cap on, or if you want me to try to find it.
I'm checking. And Jessica, we're going to need you to retrieve that, so if you can open that lower section again and see if you can locate it somewhere. Best effort.
Unfortunately, I do not see it anywhere. I don't know if there's anything that slides out, but, you know, when I look in here, I can see all of the different lenses, but I can't see the cap. I saw it float towards the right of the unit, but I have no eyes on it.
Copy. Let us talk about it a second.
Houston, station 2 from Jack. You can disregard. I did end up finding that 1.0.
And Jack, this is Hemphill. That's actually ours, but that is great news. We were looking for another location, but happy that you found it.
Hemphill, station Sophie and 2.
Go ahead, Sophie.
Just for your information, I gave the house CCB 4134 to Jack, and the extra content that he's not pinned into the CCB, I did put everything in the mesh bag, so he has everything, and it's all safe.
We copy, Sophie. Thank you so much for that. And Jessica, we're still talking about this down here. And Jessica, as we continue to talk about this, can you put that biocell back into the habitat just for now, for safekeeping?
Sure. Emily, a little bit more information. I am looking down, like, to the right of the lenses. It floated off under, like, down to the lenses and then off to the right, as I mentioned. And I can see from the bottom, you know, there's a whole, like, rectangular area to the right of the lenses. And I can see all of that space, definitely not in there. And I don't see it between any of the lenses. So there's a chance, of course, that it already floated out through the top since the top's open as well. But I was only away to grab the mic for, you know, less than a minute, so I doubt that that's the case, so I'm not sure if it's further toward the rear of the microscope or not.
Okay, that's good information. Thanks, Jessica.
There's a small, like, semicircular hole in the back of that rectangular area that does seem to go, you know, back into the rear of the microscope, which, you know, I can't see anything beyond there.
Copy.
And Sophie Munich is waving back up.
And Jessica, if you want to take out fixture D and see if that will give you any better visuals, And then also, that is on a flexible mount, the whole microscope is, so if you want to push on it at various angles, that might loosen up that cap, and it might rear its ugly head.
Yeah, I mean, fixture D doesn't really make much of a difference, because it's just kind of covering the top. And you said, sorry, push on what?
Push on the whole microscope. It's on a flexible mount, so if you push on it at different angles, it might, yeah.
And Maury, we've got eyes on it, so I'm going to keep my eyes on it, and Chris is going to help me by getting like a little ball of tape or something so that we can get it and not knock it further in.
That is fantastic. Thanks for the help, Chris. I feel like Jessica, when you're on our own, we lose stuff and then Chris finds it. So I'm going to buy him a lottery ticket.
Yeah, there was another lottery moment earlier, wasn't there? Well, that was for the Mochi.
That's right, Mochi.
Eight tapes fishing for the win. We got stuck.
Yay! Applause down here. Awesome. High fives from us, too.
Okay, so obviously these caps are not very secure, and it was going to definitely need some force to get the left side down on fixture D, so would you like me to leave those caps on, or would it be better to take those off and maybe just put a little piece of tape or something on the end?
We'd like you to put the caps back on, but if you can tighten them as tight as you can, that would be best.
Whole station on too. While I'm thinking about it, Laura, I think it would be great to add to the procedure a note to make sure that all the caps are tight before doing this.
Copy, we will do that.
Other two were also fairly loose.
Copy.
Huntsville station jack on 2 for MVP hardware gather.
We're with you on 2, Jack.
I'm in the stone notes. I'm looking at line 1, I guess line 1 and 2. I've got this 1.0 CTV. I'm not sure if you want me to take 5 cleanup kits out of it or just 1. And also in the notes section, it says retrieving these 5 cleanup kits completes step 63.04 of the stow track. But I don't see a 63.04 of the stow track.
And Jack, we copy all, and I think we have a typo there. It should be 64.04 in SoTrack. And then follow up, you are going to be getting all the cleanup kits out as well.
So, station, just following up on my last question. So, in that, in the 1.0 CTP 5654, I found 6 cleanup kits, a pack of 6. So, I understand I'm taking 5 of them, and that's step 64.04 of the stow track. That says to the newly gathered 1.0 CTB. I guess one question is, am I gathering that CTB or has that been gathered previously? And then understand the 6th cleanup kit in this kit is the one that I'm using today for MVP that's going to end up in trash.
And Jack, we are back with you on 2. So the cleanup kit, you're going to need 1 now, but we're going to attempt to stow the others for all of the ops for the rest of the day. And then the CTB is going to be created later on in stow track.
Okay, so I'm just going to stow in all 6 cleanup kits that will end up being used today, and then we'll go through the rest of this over the course of the rest of the day.
Yep, you got it.
Station on 2. Or will you just give me a call when we're ready for the next activity?
I sure will, Jessica, but can we get you to stow that habitat back in Stable 4? We've missed that step in there, and it needs to go back into Stable 4 between each swap.
Okay, I'll put it back in Stable 4. Yeah, just to temp stow it at the microscope set up there.
Huntsville station, you welcome aboard, no to Camp 2.
And Jack, we copy. We have a good field of view.
Huntsville station, I'm seeing in my stow note that I'm supposed to have, in line 6, that I'm supposed to have 2 set 2 quantity 4, but the polar retrieve I just did had me grab 2 set 2 quantity 5. Am I missing something there?
And Jack, you grabbed the spare in the next line down, so you are in a good config. And And then also while I have you, we're going to move over to space to ground 3, and Ken Barton is going to be enabled today to walk you through the ops whenever you're ready.
Hey, go on to the trace.
That's the station on 2 for iceberg.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Yeah, I was looking at the iceberg still activity in my timeline at 1620, and the numbers don't match the numbers that we have in Hempstead right now. So right now we have 12 of the plus 16. It says there should be 16, but there's 12 of those. And then for the plus 4, I haven't counted them all yet, but there's at least 3 times as many. There's like 3 mesh bags full, and so I would say there's at least 3 times as many. So there's probably like 36 or so, or maybe more. So I'm wondering what I'm missing.
Okay, that's weird. We're going to check on that, but if possible, would they fit in the locations that we provided for them to fit into?
Not sure. Do you guys know how many icebergs fit in one double cold bag?
Are you making me mad?
Stand by. My guess is, I'm not sure, but my guess is that it's going to take more than one double cold bag if we've got like 36 of them. But I have not done the math either. Maybe if they're all in there tight. I think there's usually like four to six per row, so I'm not sure. I'd have to test it out.
Okay, we copy. We will talk about it, and I will let you know.
Okay, thanks.
Jessica, I'm back with you on 2. We're still talking that iceberg situation, but you are go in your next stem cell activity. Swap those out.
All right, I'll do the swap. Thanks. I'll station on 2.
Go ahead.
Just wanted to double check. 6th Street D, basically the platform is not in the same position it was when I put the other one in. It's like obviously in the position that it would be for viewing. So is that expected? Because obviously it's just a little bit going to be harder to install because I have to reach kind of underneath the top part.
Yeah, Jessica, that's expected, but you can lift that light out of the way if you need to get in there.
Okay, copy, thanks. Station 2.
I'm with you.
I'm assuming this is expected, but as you can see, it's taken me a couple of minutes to finagle this each time because when you press it down, the right side on my right goes down, like the sample well side goes down further than the left side, and I'm assuming for the microscopy, you know, you want to have that plate nice and flush and flat. So then I have to kind of pull up the right side a little bit since the left side won't go down further. Is that expected?
It's okay if it's a little slanted. It doesn't have to be perfectly flat. They can work with that. And then also, we noticed you took photos and downloaded them, so we will take all the photos at the end. That'll save you some time and efficiency.
But don't you want photos for each plate?
Yes, we do, but we don't need them downlinked at each exchange. You can wait till the end to downlink all.
Okay, copy.
Jessica, I also have an answer about your cold stowage iceberg situation whenever you want to talk about that.
Sure thing, Larry, and I will put the habitat back in stable again.
Ava?
Association on 2 for iceberg.
I'm with you on 2, and you can put those quantities, the 12 that you found, where it's called out in the show note in CTV 1055, and then we're just going to put the rest in 1.0 CTV 4085 or 1.0 5499, and those will be at JLP Port 1, Charlie 1, Delta 1, Echo 1. Just let us know which one you pick.
Okay, sorry, I wasn't actually ready to copy quite yet, but so the plus 16 degrees ones, I'll just put those where they are asked to go in that CTV, and there's only, what I was saying was there's only 12 of those, there's not 16. And then for the other ones, put as many as possible, you said in 1055 for the 4 degrees, I'll put as many as possible in 1055, and then I'll need those other CTVs.
Negative, Jessica. We will only put the 12 in 1055, and then we'll put all of the rest in either 4085 or 5499, and I can give you that location again.
So 12 will go in 1055, and then the others will go in, are those CTVs or the double cold bags, 4085 and 1699?
Yeah, you're both 1.0 CTVs, 4085 and 5499, and they're at the JLP port 2 location.
JLP port 2, and you said which area?
Charlie 1, Delta 1, Echo 1.
Charlie Delta Echo 1, copy.
Unit, call station on 2 for E4D step 6.5.
And Munich is with you on 2.
Yes, we're looking at 6.5, and the right vis is not pulling away from the core units. We were wondering about fingers hand type, and then did them one full rotation, but wondering if that was maybe not enough, or if there's something else we need to do to get the right vis interface to move away from the core unit.
And when you copy, then you can actually rotate the finger screws another 180 degrees more.
Copy, going another 180 degrees. And Munich Station on 2, another 180 did not help.
And we are checking.
In Station Munich, I'm spacing on 2 for Chris and Sophie.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey Chris, we think that maybe the torque of the M6 screws, the screws that you use to attach the right vis interface to the core unit, are too tight, so we would like you to break the torque. For this, you need to put the right vis interface back to cycling resistors to gain access, and then break the torque and try again if you can move the right vis interface.
Okay, yep, we did them.
We copy, and we are checking for alternatives if it's not working.
So, station Sophie on 2 for timeline.
With you on 2, Sophie. You are go in your recycle tank drain activity.
Well, actually, my question was if I'm able to delay this activity, because we are a bit behind for the installation and the help for me to help Chris for the E4D, so am I go to wait a little bit?
Affirm. That activity is flexible.
Thank you.
Munich, station on 2, yep, breaking the torque made them slide out very easily.
And Munich copies, good news.
So station on 2, price break.
Go ahead.
I wanted you to know, Lori, I did the math, and there are 6 cold bricks that fit side by side in a row. So those 12 are in 1055 now, but you could fit another 12 in there. So basically, a total of 24 ice bricks could fit to fill up a double cold bag.
Thank you for doing the math, Jessica. That way I didn't have to. But we would still like to make sure that you put the 12, only the 12 in that 1055, and then the others in the other CTV, and that way let us know which one you put them in.
Okay, yep, we'll do. It's full station on 2. Lori, I'm ready to step back into the stem cell as soon as you guys are. I'm still in the time with these ice bricks, but I can pause any time along the way.
And Jessica, back with you. You are go to begin the next activity. However, we're about to hit the KULOS and we won't be able to do the imaging. So we'll just have you stand by, and I'll call you on the other side. So make sure you stow the biocell back into stable, the habitat.
Okay, copy. So do you want me to go ahead and put serial number Charlie in right now and just wait for you to image it, or do you want to wait for me to put it in until after we update you?
Wait to put it in.
Okay, I'll stand by.
Unit, station on 2, waiting for your go in 6.8.
And Chris, we are go. And we are about 1 minute out of KULOS, but we still have F1s, because we cannot follow along. But good luck with the alignment.
And Jessica, back with you on 2, just making sure that you're going to put that back in stable.
And station Munich on space ground 2 for Chris and Sophie. We saw a great job putting E4D on the vis. We are very much cheering here. Thanks for this. And just to let you know, please, before a 6.17, you have to re-talk the M6 screws before continuing with the finger screws. And also, please skip step 11. How copy?
Copy. Oh, yep. That was just my question for you. I'm just going to rotate it and retorque the screws now and then do the finger screws and skip step 11. Thank you.
Thanks to you and Sophie.
Thanks, Hustle, too, for Jessica. Just making sure you've got that habitat back in stable. We've had ready comms.
Affirm, all three are back in stable, and I will wait to take out the third one when you guys are back from the Kate LOS. It looks like that will be during my exercise, so I'll just, it's a pretty long KU outage, so I'll just get changed and maybe start my exercise and then just kind of float away when I have to do that last exchange and up. So, did you copy the last?
I did copy, Jessica. Thank you. We appreciate your flexibility. We are working on maybe getting someone else to finish those up and not interrupt your exercise, but we'll go as planned right now and you go ahead and get changed.
Yeah, I'm happy to at least finish those out just because, you know, I already know what I'm doing with those to swap them out. Maybe that, like, the power-off activity, that could go, but I also don't mind doing it. I've got my midday meal after, so I've got a little bit of flexibility.
Thank you, ma'am. And that current power down will be flexible today, so you can do it any time after we get those exchanges done.
Okay, copy. Good to know.
Hey, Sam, Jason, Sophie, and Cooper, recycle exchange.
Got you on two, Sophie, for one more minute, and you are go. The commanding in 3.1.2 is complete.
Okay, go in 3.1.2. Thank you.
Phoenix, station on 2 for E4D.
And Munich is with you on 2.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know I'm working on step 8, and it looks like, I guess, however these foam boxes were made, there was some glue or adhesive on the bottom of them, and the ergometer, there's a long strip of sort of foam with adhesive that is stuck to the ergometer. So I'm going to try to clean it off. I was maybe going to try some of our various types of wipes, but there's just a lot of very sticky adhesive with little bits of foam stuck to it that is stuck to the corner of the ergometer from the box. Yeah, I just wanted to see if you had any recommendations for cleaning to get whatever this adhesive is off of it. I don't think it'll impact performance, but it'll definitely make it get super dirty over time.
I'm going to copy for your checking.
In the station, Sophie on 2 for recycle tangerine.
Go ahead on 2, Sophie.
Ryan supply line QD is demated from bladder QD. And on step 5.8, the UPA fill drain valve position is at fill. And the UPA drain valve compressor port cap is uncapped.
We copy, Sophia. That's a good check. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and that's procedure complete. And so station on 2.
You were go to insert trolley.
Okay, copy. I will insert Charlie now, and then I'll get ready for exercise, but I'm happy to float away and finish those in between, so just let me know. And then I did complete the iceberg stowage. I left a crew note, but just so you know, they did not all fit. Those two CTVs you gave me were pretty full. There's another 2.0 in there, 5057, so I detailed the actions in the crew note, but I put the remaining bricks that wouldn't fit in 2.0, 5057. And if that's not okay, give me a call later and we can do something else. Them, but those other two are completely full now.
We copy. Thank you, Jessica, for your thoroughness.
You are very welcome. So those bags are labeled like with specific numbers and colors of the bricks, which of course no longer match, and the different colors and types of bricks are kind of scattered throughout some of the bags, just so you guys are aware of the present state. If you want to consolidate those in a later activity, you know, we could do that.
Okay, thanks. That sounds great.
It's Station Munich on Space Ground 2 for Chris and Argometer. No response required. We saw that you used the device to clean it and taking photos, and that's all we can recommend from our side, and you are going to continue installing it.
Copy, Ali. I'm going to spend a few minutes just trying to scrub it off. It's like just super sticky adhesive with like little bits of foam in it. So I'd love to get off as much as I can just to make the device not get super gross in the future. So I'm going to spend, if it's all right, I'll spend a couple minutes just trying to scrub it off as much as I can.
Munich copies, and also Houston is checking with also if we have further recommendations. Station Munich on Spacecon 2 for Chris, no response required. So this area that you're cleaning now, you will have access after the ergometer is installed, so you, we can get you some more steps once also comes on console, so you can continue installing, and then we can hopefully get you more words when we have them.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yep, I'll spend another 30 seconds here, and then I'll continue with the install.
Many copies, thank you.
I'm from Station on 2.
Hi, Jessica.
February 1 question. I'm assuming now that I got pictures of all three, we're done with photos, so I can download those.
Very firm, you're good to download.
Okay, and then one question for future apps for stuff like this. Like, I would think it would be faster and maybe better for the other two have, like, plates if we just, you know, after we've done the initial leak check, just remove the plate that we need from, like, for this last one. Since I didn't have to do a swap, I could have just taken it out of the biocell habitat instead of taking the biocell habitat out that had all three, and then, you know, then the temperature is deserved for all three. But just for efficiency, I think that would be better, unless you guys are really against those things floating through just the two modules without not being in the habitat. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense. We will pass it along to the PD, but that makes sense to me.
Okay, cool. Thanks. I'll download those pictures and I'll set up my exercise, and I will have the comm up there. So just give me a call when you want ready to finish things up.
Copy. Have fun exercising. Do some for me.
In Station Munich, Spacecon 2 for Chris and floating camera. Mini copies, you got it. Copy, thumbs up.
Station on phone, Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and Stemfield.
Ground 2.
We are ready for that last removal if you are.
Okay, copy.
Munich, Chris on 2 for step 9.2 and 9.4.
And Munich is with you on 2.
Yeah, I just connected the power data cable from the ergometer to the core unit, and I was just wondering about the tethered caps on these. Are you worried at all about these interfering or getting like caught or pinched when we rotate the ergometer down? And I was wondering if there's any recommendation for like securing them somehow, maybe like caps on taping them down out of the way or something like that.
And mini copies. And we do not have any concerns regarding them as long as you close them, as you can also see per figure 17.
Yep, they are, you know, the caps are mated per figure 17.
Okay,
all right, yeah, we'll see how it goes when we start operating it.
Immunicopy, some thanks for checking. And Station Munich on Spacecon 2 for Chris and question for confirmation.
Go ahead for Chris on 2.
I think we see it now. We were just looking for confirmation that the power and data cable of the ergometer went below the bar, but we can see this now.
Affirmative, yep, I routed it per figure 17.
Thank you. EFOD is just so shiny and new, it sometimes looks a bit different on the field of view.
Yeah, for sure, absolutely. Yeah, let me know if you need to adjust anything or need a better view on anything. I'm happy to do it.
And Minicopies, thanks a lot. And Station Munich and Spacecon 2 for Chris. Break, do not touch the spin unit.
Can you say again for Chris?
Chris, please skip step 11. We do not want to have the spin unit changed.
Copy. Thank you very much. Yes, I'd written that down and I'd forgotten. So thank you for catching me on that.
Thank you, and sorry for that, but we definitely need to skip this because E4D is new and it needs a new firmware update as every good equipment.
Copy that. Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
Station 2.
Great, thanks, Kim.
That is all back in Sable now, all three of them, and just a note for the future, I think it should be in the procedure to check those caps because all three of them had loose caps.
Copy. We are definitely getting that to the procedure riders. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome, and all photos are on SSC 17.
Copy that.
Good day, Chris on 2 for E4D 10, 15.2.
Unique is with you on 2.
Yeah, in step 15.2, I see one cap piece of Kapton tape marking on the power cable, but I don't see any other Kapton tape markings. I just wanted to make sure I'm accurately tracking the intent here. I mean, I can certainly route it with a reasonable bend radius, but I don't see any Kapton tapes other than one that's on the power cable, and that is at the attachment point, last attachment point on the core unit. Sorry, on the exercise unit.
And Chris, we copy, and we need to have the bend radius of 35.5 inches between this Kapton tape and the Maris rack cable holder as in figure 26. So just make sure that this bend radius is then secured.
Okay, yeah, I was interpreting that step as that there should be multiple Kapton tape markings on the cable, and I only just saw one, so I just wanted to double check. But I can certainly make sure the bend radius is appropriate. That's no problem.
And then you copies, we will update the procedure.
Okay, copy. Yeah. So there's just the one Kapton tape only on the power cable, and that's expected.
Mini copies. We expected two, but if there's only one, there's only one. As long as the bend radius is there, we are happy.
Yeah, Chris on 2, looking for a go in 15.7.
Minik is with you on 2. While I have you, Chris, I would like to ask you if you're willing to continue. We think it takes around 1 hour and 10 minutes to complete this activity, but if you prefer, a good breakpoint would be after you finish step 15, and then you could take over to your midday meal, and we could ask Sophie to take over, but we leave this up to you. And with that, you are go step 15.7.
Yeah, I'm good to continue. I think it's good just to finish out, not leave it halfway. So I will continue in 15.7.
And you need copies, and we highly appreciate it.
Oh, of course. I'm happy to help get this installed. Unix station on 2 for step 15.8.
And Munich is with you on 2.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the Columbus 1 aft for UIP, and there's already something plugged into Juliet 2 essential aux power. The cable says Whiskey 462.
Mini copies, could you repeat the serial number, please?
It says Whiskey 462 UIP P2. /WUIPJ2, and it appears to go back into the rack.
And mini copies, this seems to be the HRF power line. Please stand by, we are checking.
Copy off.
In station Munich on Spacecon 2 for Chris, while we are checking for the power line, you are go to continue in step 16.
Copy, proceeding in step 16.
In station Munich on Spacecon 2 for Chris and E4D.
Right on 2 for Chris.
So Chris, as we are running into an LOS soon, you will go, as I said, step 16 up to step 17, and in step 17, 3.2, please use eyelets, two of them, instead of the ratcheting loops.
Okay, so I copied in 17 in 17.3.2, use eyelets instead of the ratcheting loops. We don't actually have a ton of eyelets crew deployed. Is this just the big picture goal to get it like nicely attached, or do I need to go find some eyelets somewhere?
And Chris, we would like that you are using the eyelets to make sure that the cable's out of the way and properly attached.
Copy. Do you have a stowage location? Because we don't have those typically crew deployed. I mean, there's maybe one or two around, but that's just not a typical thing we have crew deployed and around.
And we are checking for you. In Station Munich on Space Tucon 2 for Chris and eyelets.
Munich, Chris is with you on 2.
Hey Chris, so we double-checked, so the big picture overall is that we want the Ethernet cable to run around the Mars seat track. We are tracking, there should be some eyelets on the Columbus deck. If you still need a different location, if you're ready to copy, I can give you also Ziploc back where we hope to find some more.
Munich, station on 2. Just big picture, the idea is to avoid the Ethernet cable getting snagged in the VIS, because I think if that's the goal, it would be much better to just route it on, like, the bottom of the HRFQ rack rather than on the Mars rack, and there's plenty of points where we could just use Velcro loops to do that routing.
Mini copies, and you are going to and take some close-out photos so we can assess later.
Okay, copy. Yeah, as long as that's the main idea, we can certainly achieve that.
A mini copy is exactly what we want to do, and then the main idea is that it does not interfere with the moving of E4D and DEVIS.
Copy all. And then just one other big picture question. I sort of built this double MUB stack up for the plate holding the Surface Pro. My initial impression is that E4D, but instead of to one of the adjacent racks. I guess we'll see how that ends up working, but I think if we end up having it attached to E4D, there's going to be a lot more cabling challenges and positional challenges, whereas if we just have it sort of static on one of the adjacent racks, it might end up being a little bit of a better situation, but we can try it how it's written, and we'll take a look.
And mini copies, yes, please go ahead how it's written, and we will assess it in the future if we have to move it. But for now, please go ahead as per procedure.
Okay, yep, I'll do all the routing per procedure with the tablet where it's specified per procedure.
Mini copies, thanks for your support.
I'm Phil Jack on 2 for MVP storage.
And go ahead on 2, Jack.
Okay, I'm looking at this CTV 1040 in line 11 of the STOW notes. I just want to make sure with the conversation we just had that on Decasense that we've got everything organized here. So the phone box got the whole CTB and it came out. The power carrier and the cell modules I just dealt with. I'm tracking in line 14. I pulled out the 6 CO2 cartridges and the foam, and I put them back into 1040 because I think that's what line 15 of the STOW note says, and I'm just going to trash the foam box. And then line 16, I'm not sure what these ESD bubble wrap bag quantity 2 are. Also in the foam box were Decasense cartridges, a left and a right, that were different serial numbers, different things than I gave the serial numbers for you earlier. So I'm confused about the bubble wraps in line 16, and I'm confused about these desiccant cartridge things I also found on the phone box that don't appear to be in the stone.
And Jack, this morning we could not find those bubble wrap bags, so don't worry about those two. And then the desiccants should already be in there. Sophie moved those this morning. Those should already be in 1040.
It's in it. And I thought that's what you called me about 15 minutes ago. And as I'm going through 1040, making sure the stone is right, there's a second set of left and right decasins. So in 1040, there should be two sets of left and right decasins cartridges. Is that the
Yes, Jack, that's the plan. Station Huntsville on Spacer Ground 2 for Jack. Sorry we lost you in the LOS, but you did have the config correct at the end of that last call.
So, Station Jack's on 2. I guess the last bit of my question was that there are 4 Decathan cartridges now in TTB 1040, 2 lefts and 2 rights, 2 that I got from Sophie, and 2 that were in there already. I just want to make sure it doesn't quite match the donuts. I just want to make sure that's what you guys are expecting in a lot.
And that is exactly what we wanted, so thank you so much for that, Jack.
Perfect, thank you.
Station Munich on Space Gun 2 for Chris and power cable of E4D.
Right on 2.
Hey Chris, I see you're busy at the moment, but I wanted to give you the answer that we have a solution for the power connection. But before we give this to you, we would like to make sure that there's nothing connected on the other side of the cable that is currently connected at J2.
That cable runs into the HRF rack, so I can't tell. I mean, it looks like it's the power for the HRF rack is my understanding. But it, yeah, I mean, it basically runs directly station aft into the HRF2 rack.
Chris, is there a port label?
Negative. It just runs into the rack through an opening with some sealant of some sort in it.
And Chris, I'm hearing if you find any kind of barcode on this cable, this would really help us.
So, Munich, there are no barcodes on the cables. There's only the identifier that I gave you before, which is Whiskey 462, and it says UIP-P2M/W UIP-J2. It's a yellow cable that runs straight back into the... looks like the bottom of the UIP of the HRF2 rack just above the UIP. It runs through the same there's little rubberized thing where it kind of goes through into the rack. It runs adjacent to the, there's another, I guess that cable looks like it's a split cable, so it's sort of two twisted wires that are labeled, as I said, that go into J2, and then there are two more twisted wires that say Whiskey 462 UIP P1 mated with, or M/W UIP J1, and that one goes to what looks like J1 on the UIP.
And we need copies, and we need to scratch our heads one more time and check with the HRF team.
Okay, yep, copy.
Station Munich on Spacecom 2 for Chris and E4D.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
Hey Chris, so we still need a bit of time to check for the power cable. So after you have completed all steps in step 17, you are go to take the break and have your lunch. And we will come back to you afterwards, hopefully with a good resolution on the power cable situation.
Okay, copy. And I just chatted with Sophie, and I think you guys are tracking this, but there's a whole lot of cables on the aft deck area of Columbus and some cobalt bricks that really need to be, addressed to make sure that we don't end up with interference with the E4D biz. And also the scalable radiation monitor is in a pretty precarious position pretty close to the biz as well.
And Chris, could you give us the serial number of the cobalt brick you think is interfering?
There are multiple cobalt bricks and multiple bundles of Ethernet cables. One of the cobalt bricks is 1328. The other one is 1458. And they just need to be secured and routed out of the way.
A mini copies, and we will take closer photos anyway, and we will consolidate it.
Copy on.
So station on 2 for a service.
And with you on 2.
Yeah, just double checking since I think Chris was the one that did the setup. I don't think we used, did we use a laptop or did we just, did you guys just do this from the ground? Is there the USB port, is that on a different computer today, DLC-1 I guess, or is it not?
Yes, it's ELC-1, and you can skip step 6 as well, because we're going to leave that GFCI cable in place.
Okay, copy ELC-1 and skip step 6.
Munich, station on 2 for E4D.
And Munich is with you on 2.
Yeah, we just wanted to confirm that the foam boxes for the ergometer and the core units should be trashed or are ready to be trashed now.
And there, go for trash.
Copy, go for trash.
Whistle station on 2 for Kermit.
Ribbit, ribbit, I'm here.
So step 6 is to remove the power cable. So I'm skipping that one. You want me to leave the power cable there, and then I'm assuming I'll also skip the step 7 and step 10. I can't close the faceplate with the power cable coming out still. The config. Basically, I just want to leave it still plugged in, but powered off.
Let me check to make absolutely sure.
Okay, thanks. And then also, so step 5 is to power off the inverter. Do you want me to shut the inverter off as well?
Okay, yes. Yeah. So, Jessica, in step 5, you're going to switch that inverter off, and then everything else, as you said, you're going to skip step 7, 10, and... Sorry, 6, 7, and 10.
They copy 6, 7, and 10. That's complete, then.
Copy, thank you.
Lori, one last question. ELC-1 should remain powered on.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for checking.
All right, no worries. Thank you.
Next station is ELC-2 for a trash question.
And Munich is station 2. Go ahead, Sophie.
I have a big foam piece that is, I think, bigger than a 4.0 size for the foam that was wrapping E4D. And I was going to suggest to put it into a 4.0 trash bag. If it doesn't fit, I can, disassemble it because it seems that it's assembled with tape. And just trash it like this. Do you agree with my plan? And if yes, can I put the 4.0 trash bag at the M column on of Cygnus? Because all this is a lot of volume, and I think in the M column of Cygnus, it's going to be the best place that I have in my head right now.
And Sophie, Munich is copying. We can only give you the go to disassemble for the question on the location. We need to check.
I'm happy if you check, and I'll start disassembling. Thank you.
Thanks for helping.
Station Sophie and 2 for go back. Munich station Sophie and 2 for go back.
And Munich is with you on 2.
No, actually, I was thinking, before disassembling, why don't we just temp seal this a little bit? Because if the whole thing doesn't work at all, we might need the foam to put it back in the foam. Just thinking. I really hope everything will work, but should we keep this foam assembled just in case for the next few days?
So, Sophie, we do not expect E4D to be removed anytime soon. So for the foam, then, if you think it's better to keep it in one piece and temp store it somewhere until we find a better location, that's fine. Otherwise, if you think for disassembling it's easier, we leave it up to you to find the solution.
Yeah, I'll probably discuss this with a stowage conference that I have later today, I think, or tomorrow, and I'll let you know.
And Munich copies.
Munich, Chris on 2 for E4D.
And Munich is with you on 2.
Yeah, so it looks like this power chain is not working out for the tablet. I don't have a white indication of good power to the tablet, and the tablet is showing that it's on battery power. The GFCI has a lit indicator, and the Surface cable is plugged into the extension cord, and the extension cord has an LED indicator in it that's indicating it's providing power to the Surface power cable, so I'm not sure. Not sure what's going on there, but it seems like we're not getting power to the tablet. I don't know if these work off GFCIs or anything like that.
I'm in a copy. We seem to have a power issue, so we'll be checking.
Copy.
Station, Sophie, and Sophie, question.
Go ahead on to Sophie.
I don't know if the people are here for stowage, but I have this giant E4D foam, and it does not fit into a 2M bag. I can disassemble it and put it in a 2M bag, but another idea would be to put it into an 8.0 CTD, and since it's foam, then have a fill this 8.0 CTD with an extra foam that we will find into all of our Cygnus cargo hubs.
And Sophie, we're good with either of those. If you do go the 8.0 CTB route, just let us know which one.
Okay, so I'll start on 8.0 then. That's going to be the easier, and I'll let you know.
Copy, thanks.
Dick, Chris on 2 for Surface Power Chain.
And Unique is with you on 2.
I was wondering if you'd like me to try to debug which piece of this power chain is causing it to be unhappy. I mean, clearly it was working yesterday from the same place, but we've now added a GFCI and an extension cord. So I'm wondering if one of those is causing the problem, and I can just try to turn everything off, take out a piece, and turn it back on, and see what's causing it to not work.
And Chris, you're reading our minds. So we expect, we suspect that the GFCI cable could be the one causing trouble. So if you can gather a different GFCI cable and replace this one, would be our suggestion.
Okay.
Yeah, copy that. To confirm that, before I go grab another one, would it be okay to just power it off and plug it directly in and just verify that we do get a good indicator, and then I can go get another GFCI and put it in the power chain?
And you can go from step 16.10 and continue from there.
Just to clarify, would it be possible for me to just try without the GFCI momentarily to see to just verify that it's the GFCI that's the problem before I go get a new one?
And Munich, negative, you have to actually grab a new one before you can plug back in the SD5. So please grab another GFCI cable and try it with that.
I'll go get another GFCI. Chris on 2, swapping the GFCI cable was no joy.
And Munich copies. We are checking for the SB5 power chain. However, I have an idea for the power chain of E4D if you're ready to copy.
Ready to copy.
So Chris, first we would like that you don the static wrist tether prior to these steps, but we have agreed on ground that your goal to disconnect the cable that is currently in place in J2 as aux power and cover it with the tab or with cap and tape.
Copy. I'll disconnect Whiskey 462 from J2. And just to confirm, the other sort of fork of Whiskey 462, which is connected to J1, you want me to leave that one connected. Is that correct?
We just would like to have only the cable disconnected from the J2 location. Every other connection shall stay in place.
Copy that. So I'll leave part of Whiskey 462 on J1, and I'll just disconnect J2 and put E4D on that one. Copy all.
And that's a good read back. And Station Munich on Spacecon 2 for Chris, no response required. There's a Ziploc bag floating around E4D Viz at the moment.
Ethan Station, LCM 2 for stowage.
Go ahead on 2, Sophie.
In the end, bulky foam of E4D and as well as some other remaining foam that we had in the vicinity was put into the 10.0 CTB 5044. This CTB was relabeled Cygnus Foam Trash and was put temp stowed at Cygnus M cone so that as soon as we'll see some extra foam, we will put this into this Cygnus Foam Trash 10.0 CTB.
Okay, we copy all. Thanks for the info, Sophie.
You're welcome.
Unit, Chris, on 2 for E4D power.
Munich is with you on 2.
So, looks like this will not mate to J2. It's, you know, the right connectors and all that sort of thing, but it looks like the keying on the back shell is not correct for the J2 connection. It looks similar, but not quite exact to the spacing of the little keying features on the connector shell. So I do not believe it will connect. It's kind of hard because it's way back behind a bunch of vacuum lines, so you're kind of doing it blind. But comparing to the connector that I just took off, you know, the inner conductors are all the same and everything matches, and the diameters all match. It's just the keying features are not properly spaced.
A mini copies, if you can get
the camera. This is all J2. Yep, I can take some pictures and send them to you.
Perfect. Thank you, Chris.
So, station on 2 for MVP.
We are with the on 2, Jessica, and if you are ready to get started, we have Ken enabled on 3, or I can take any questions.
Hey, yeah, that's what I was just going to check. I will call Ken on 3. Thank you.
Munich, Chris on 2. Those photos are on SFC 25, but yeah, you can clearly see that there's the back shell pinning is not matching. Actual keying features don't match.
And Chris, we copy. We still need more time to discuss, and I think you also have your VIP crew conference coming up, so please, we will call you back when we have a better plan.
Okay, yeah, and just going back to the Surface Pro 5, I mean, it looks like there is good power coming down. I don't know why it's not charging. I mean, we know that, so yesterday for the procedures, it was plugged in without a GFCI per procedure, and it seemed to work fine. I don't know if our other surfaces have these GFCIs on them, on ARED or anything like that, but I think it's worth probably checking out. I'll leave it for now, but would you like me to shut down the Surface Pro 5? It's running on batteries now.
And Chris, yes, please shut down the SP5, and we will need a couple of minutes more, but we might come back to the procedure of yesterday, but we still need to coordinate.
Copy that, yeah. The power chain of the procedure yesterday was just the Surface Pro 5 brick plugs directly into the inverter, and that seemed to work fine.
We are checking that option. So, Chris, thanks so much for your support so far. We are very much cheering along. It has been great. You have been a champ, and hopefully we can close out the rest soon.
Awesome. Much appreciated. And then one last question is, how would you like me to leave the UIP power configuration? So right now I've disconnected the 5462 cable that was plugged into Juliet 2 there. I'd still need to put some Kapton tape over it, or I would need to reconnect it.
And Chris, please use Kapton tape to cover any open connections for now.
Copy all. I'll Kapton tape over those and put a dust cap on the UIP rack side.
And many copies all. Thanks so much.
And station Houston on 2 for Jack and Chris. Just a heads up, your VIPs are in mission control, and we are setting up the phone, so we will be probably right on time.
Copy, sounds great.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack and Chris. We're going to move you guys over to 4 for this event, and we're working on getting the Ticker 1 view on BME TV for you guys.
Copy, we're switching to 4.
And station Munich on space to ground 2 for Chris and 2 items.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey Chris, So the first item is to check the GFCI power cable reset. We can give you a specific step reference if you're ready to copy.
I've done that multiple times on the GFCI, yeah. So I've reset it and tested it, and it seems to work well on both of the GFCIs that we tried.
Okay, copy for that confirmation. Then the second item, we are looking for a confirmation one more time for the HF2. Could you please confirm where exactly was the connector you could not connect? Was it on the HF2 REC UIP or Columbus UIP?
I guess I'm not clear what we mean by the difference here. So I'm down at the bottom of the HRF2 rack, which is this Z panel that has a J2 on it and matches the location I think in the pictures that everything was routed to. So I'm in the Columbus aft four deck region.
And Chris, we copy if it's this gray Z panel you could not connect to, this should be the Columbus UIP. And Chris, while I have you, we would then ask you for a visual inspection as well as a photo documentation of an alternative power location for E4D, which would be HRF1, also the AUX Power Juliet 2 outlet. Do not connect anything, just visual inspection.
Yeah, so that one is the exact same configuration as the HRF1. There's this same yellow cable labeled Whiskey 462. That is this Y-Tech cable that's connected to that Z panel that then connects into the HRF2 rack.
And Municopy's all, so that's all we could think of at the moment. So please can you let us know the photo location of the pictures you took earlier of the keying and mark them as urgent?
They're on SSC25. I already set them for downlink, but I can go and see and put urgent on it as well.
And Chris, can you just confirm the folder name, please? Thank you.
I think it was, I can confirm it in a second, but I think it was 4ESA, E4D, I think I put in the folder name that there was photos of residue on the ergometer as well as the E4D power cable chain. I will confirm and put it in a crew notes, attached activity.
And Chris, Munich copies, and we already have the pictures on the ground. The Houston team was working them already, so thanks a lot.
Perfect. Sounds great. Thank you.
Station Hunt, on space to ground 2 for Jack and Veggie. The view looks good, and you're a go to proceed.
And Station Munich on space 1-2 for Chris and the SB5 power chain.
Station Hunt, on space to ground 2 for Jack. If you're speaking to us, we can't hear you on space to ground 2.
So station, Jack on 2, copy.
We have you side by side now. Sorry we missed it. Any questions you asked us?
Had no worries. I think it was probably me. Just looking for a go in 1.1, Veggie Light Meter install.
Hey, firm. Field of view looks good. And we're watching. Let us know if you need anything. Copy, okay. And thumbs up.
Get it. Chris is with you on 2. I didn't copy your last.
And Chris, we are back with you on 2. So actually, we have one final last request for you today, and it's just to remove the extension cord in the GFCI cable and plug in the power cable directly to the inverter as we did with the procedure yesterday. So you can use the same procedure for the SD5 install.
I will just remove the GFCI and the extension cable from the power chain, and we can verify if it works that way yesterday. So I think it should work that way today.
And many copies, and after you did that, you are relieved, and we appreciate all your time you put in today, and we will get more words and scratch our heads how to do it with the rest of E4D installation.
PPR, yeah. Look forward to getting this thing up and running and testing it out. So, yeah, thank you for all the work on it today.
We thank you. We couldn't have done it without you.
Unit Chris on 2. Without the GFCI and its extension cord, we have a good light on the Surface Pro 5. I also looked around, and none of the other Surface Pro 5s on station have a GFCI in their power chain. They're all just directly plugged into an inverter. I'm wondering if there's an incompatibility with using a GFCI and these power supplies.
And Munich is checking, and we will take this offline. However, can you please power back on the SP5? Thanks so much.
Sure thing. The SP5 is booting back up now.
Thanks much, and thanks so much again, Chris, for all your support, and the rest we will figure out another day.
Copy all.
So, station CSKN2 for ARED.
We're with you on 2.
Well, as a heads up, ARED cylinder evac was performed, and all was nominal.
Copy that. Thank you.
You're welcome. And as well, I'm ready to do the recycle tank drain to reconfigure for the UPA processing as soon as you are.
Okay, copy. We'll let you know when we're ready on the ground.
Copy, thanks. Council Station, Sophie and 2.
With you on 2.
A quick question about the photos for MVP. So I did take pictures of MVP, of Jack working on the MWA, Jessica working on the MWA. Jack took pictures of Jessica removing the experiment modules from the multi-use variable G platform facility. But unfortunately, I missed the photos of Jack removing the same experiment modules. Do you want us to kind of redo it and fake it? Or are you good with the three sets of pictures that have already been made?
And we copy, so be checking.
Thank you, and I really apologize for this. I was also very busy, trying to help Chris with a E4D and a kind of complicated timeline.
We completely understand, Sophie, and we are thankful that you reported all of that. We'll let you know if we need another photo. We're about 30 seconds from an LOS. I'm not sure if I'll have a final answer for you, but we'll get you one later.
Sure, yeah. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie. You are go for that recycle tank drain activity whenever you're ready.
Here you go, and I'm starting off. Houston Station for UPA seal drain valve.
We're with you, Sophie.
UPA seal drain valve is in the process position, and the compressor port is connected to the UPA seal drain post.
Copy that. That's good config.
Thank you. And that's good complete.
That's Phil Station. Jack on 2. Do you want the readings for red only or just want all these at the end?
And Jack, we'll go ahead and take them.
All right. Red lights high, blue and green off, 11-inch distance. Position 1, 158.86. Position 2, 159.39. Position 3, 126.75. Position 4, 142.04. Position 5, 146.28.
Copy all, checking. Jack, those are good numbers. You're go to move on.
Go ahead. And this is Jessica on 2. Did you guys just call? Jessica on 2, did I miss a call?
I think you were talking to me.
Yeah, Jessica, I don't think anybody's calling you guys. Sorry about that.
Station Huntsville on space to ground 2 for Jessica and pit pin location.
Get on 2.
Jessica, I have that location if you are ready to copy.
And you confirm, Ken said that Chris would not need the pit pin for his ops. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Hey, I'm ready to copy.
Hey, it's the Columbus Overhead 2 Delta 1 location. There's a 1.0 CTB in there, serial number 5194. It should be labeled BFF. And then inside that bag, you should see a Ziploc or a bubble wrap bag that is labeled BFF Facility Hardware, and there should be other pins in there that you can put it with.
Okay, my good old friend BFF that Ken used to also talk me through. So many memories today, especially with these veggie lights coming on. Turning into Expedition 61.
And we copy all.
Sounds like they disagree, though. They think Expedition 74 is pretty cool all on its own.
Station Hunt's on Station Ground 2 for Jack. No response required. You go to proceed through this LOS, and you can just report all those values when we come on the other side. Copy, okay. Station Hunt spawn space to ground 2 for Jack. For the next veggie facility, you can go ahead and start that base plate at 11 inches.
It's going to add 11 inches since the first correction. So only the first measurement we did 12, and then all the subsequent have been at 11.
Confirm, and we were just letting you know that in step 8.3, you'll be doing this for the next veggie facility, and you can go ahead and start at 11.
Okay, copy that.
Fail station on 2-4, and we
go ahead on 2, Jessica.
Fail station on 2.
Go ahead on 2, Jessica.
I think we got cut off earlier. Two questions. One, Jack had temp stowed half CTB 4134 and 1.0 CTB 5654 temp stowed for MVP. Are those just still supposed to be left out in temp stowed? I didn't see those in my stow notes.
Negative. Chris will be stowing those later.
Okay, perfect. And then the second thing for my cold stowage at 1605, it says insert tube set to 5 into Melfi, and I have 4.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and cold stowage.
Head on 2.
And Jessica, you're correct. You should only have 4. Sorry for the confusion, and sorry we kept losing you in Radicom.
No problem. I just stowed those 4 in the appropriate location, and then I guess I'll go back into JLP and get some of those ice bricks that I stowed earlier today.
Copy, and is that for your Melfi ice brick insert?
Confirm. I'm assuming that's okay that I do that one early as well for the ice brick insert.
Confirm, you are go.
Okay, yeah, I was just referring to the fact that I had done the other stowage activity from the stuff we'd left out deployed to dry. I had done that ahead of time, and I had put those in 5499. But now I'll go get 10 of those, and I'll do that activity now.
Copy, Jessica, and sorry for the confusion, but thanks for letting us know.
No, it's no problem at all. Those bags are getting too full anyway, so it'll be good to get some out of there.
Copy.
Cell station Jack on 2 for veggie units.
Go ahead, Jack.
Copy, you said that in step 8 for veggie locker 3, I'm going to just work from 11 inches instead of 12. As I was shutting down the upper unit, step 6.5 says to lower the base plate 5 inches to accommodate for a height of hardware. Is that something you want me to do, or just leave it at the 11-inch point?
Checking. And, Jack, we do need you to move it down 5 inches to be ready for installation of the plants tomorrow.
Copy. To be sure, 5 inches down from the 11, which will put it a bit above the lower veggie unit, or do you want to go 5 inches down from the 12, which will put it probably flush with the top of the lower veggie unit?
It should be 16 inches total from the top of the veggie unit.
Say 16.
Station Huntsville, first on Space Ground 2 for Jack and veggie.
For Jack on 2 for veggie.
Hey, Jack, we're going to have you stand down. I'd like to confirm that you haven't taken any readings on the second unit yet.
In the middle of my first round of readings on the second unit.
Okay. You can go ahead and finish up that first set of readings, drop them in a crew note, and we need to get you off to your PPC. Copy, okay.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica when able.
Head on 2.
Hey, Jessica, if you've got a couple minutes, we're looking for some help with SSC 7 in the lab.
Hang on, I'll throw it over there and call you. Right, I'm at SSC7.
Hey, we are looking for what you're seeing on the screen and the signatures to help us troubleshoot down here.
Blue screen, it says choose an option, continue, which then says exit and continue to Windows 10. The next one says troubleshoot, reset your PC, or see advanced options, or thirdly, turn off your PC.
Copy that. Stand by one. We're checking. And Jessica, we'd like you to select exit and return to Windows 10 as the option.
Okay, that's selected. We've got a black HP screen, and it looks like it's going through the startup sequence.
Copy, that's good news.
It is allowing me to select. Oh, okay.
And Jessica, we're expecting that SSC to go back to the nominal login screen as it boots up.
Okay, copy. It cycled through those boot up screens where you can like select an option, but then it just auto-sequenced the next, and now it's black screen so far.
Copy. And Jessica, we're going to give it another minute or so and see if it boots up. Otherwise, we'll ask you to do a hard reboot after that.
Okay, I'm going to float over to Dragon to try to catch the CEO for the Meteors, and I'll check back in after that.
Perfect, thank you.
Conversation on 2 for SSC7.
We are with you on 2.
Fortunately, I did not get to a login screen. I have just a blank blue screen right now. Assume the hard reboot.
Affirm, a hard reboot is the request.
Then, so without the battery and all that, just the power button.
Affirm, just a long hold on the power button to turn it off. Probably give it 10 or 15 seconds and then turn it back on.
So, station Sophie and Cooper called Atom.
Good afternoon, Sophie. We're with you on 2, and I have a couple of things for you before we get started with Cold Atom Lab. First of all, an answer to your question about the MVP historical photos. We copied that you missed getting one of Jack, and we are fine with that. We'll get that at a later date. Thanks for letting us know about that. And then later on today at 18:30, if you are okay with it, we'd like to have you pick up Jack's purple activity to assist Chris with MVP. Would you mind getting us a hand with that?
Sure, no worries.
Okay, thank you so much for that, and we're ready to get started with Cal.
Great, and just, yeah, for the purple activity, I guess I will have to shorten slightly my cargo ops and extend and do the train tank thing shortly after, but for me it's fine. I guess you're coordinated with Houston, right?
That is correct. We did coordinate with Houston.
Great.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and Veggie.
Sure.
Sophie, we're with you on 2.
I found a PS28-volt junction box on overhead 4, and right now switch 3 is labeled DCR, and so I was wondering if it's the right junction box or not.
Sophie, we're checking.
Thank you. Actually, so here's Huntsville from Sophie 2. I think I have my answer. I think it's the right one. I retraced the whole cable routing, and it does go to the Trek laptop, so it makes sense.
Excellent, Sophie. That's exactly what we were going to suggest. So thank you so much for reading our minds.
All right. You're welcome. And at some point, I'll be ready to relabel if we have time at some point, if you can make a note of it.
Copy that.
Sensation on 2 for SSC7.
With you on 2.
This gets worse and worse for this poor SSC. Now it says, recovery, your PC device needs to be repaired. The boot configuration data file is missing some required information. You'll need to use recovery tools. If you don't have any installation media, like a disk or USB device, contact your PC administrator or manufacturer, and there is a file and an error code if you want it.
Okay, copy. We will take the error code from you.
Error code is 0 X-ray Charlie 0000034.
Okay. Copy. 0 X-ray Charlie. I missed how many zeros there were, and then at the end it was 3-4.
0 X-ray Charlie, 5 zeros, and then 3-4.
Copy that. Thank you.
Welcome. Let me know what else you guys would like me to do.
I think we're good for now. Pluto's going to take a look at it and hopefully have a forward game plan soon.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. Huntsville, station on 2 for Nanorex.
We're with you on 2, Jessica.
Yeah, I was just wondering if I could do that Nanorex activity early or if it might conflict with what Jack's doing with Veggie since it's in similar locations.
Jessica, we will be ready early, but not until 16:20, so about 10 more minutes.
Okay, copy. Wait 10 minutes.
Thank you very much.
How about my five-minute activity for the iceberg insert? Can I do that first? Oh, that needs the nanoracks.
Nope, that's going to be afterwards.
Okay, copy. I see that now. That is for the nanoracks. Sounds good.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie.
And two.
Sophie, would you mind positioning the multimeter so that we could see the readings on camera while you're doing it, please?
I was going to do that exactly. So, yeah, now the switch and the junction bar is on, and I just, my last step is to put the 28-volt power switch on this metal box, the INTOM controller.
And we copy. That's a good view.
I don't know if you saw, there was a slight increase to 0.3-something, and then it came back to 0.022.
We're checking. We copy. Thank you. And Sophie, that's a good reading.
Yeah, so moving on to the next step. Next step for me is to go to millivolts.
Station Huntsville on Station Ground 2 for Jack and Veggie.
Huntsville Station, Jack on 2 for Veggie.
Jack, thank you so much for taking the time to finish that up for us. We copied all the measurements in the crew notes. They're all good. And we have asked Sophie and Houston, and they're both good with taking your 1830 activity for MVP, so you can have a little bit more time to exercise.
Okay. I missed that last piece. Who's going to do that 1830 thing?
Sophie's going to help us out with that.
Okay. Awesome. Great. Thanks very much.
Thank you for getting this ready for the plants tomorrow. Thumbs up. Bad news. You guys won't be able to eat it, though.
It's all right, as long as you make it up with setting up some ice cream.
I'll see what I can do.
Zell Station, Sophie on 2.
We're with you on 2, Sophie.
Everything is nominal, and so I'm just about to take some picture of all this installation, and all looks good on my side.
We copy, Sophie? Can you verify the connection of the ion pump to the science module, that it is fully feeded and mated?
You mean the P8-T8 connection? A8?
Affirm, Sophie.
This one is fully mated, and all is nominal on both sides. On the side of the ion pump controller, it is secured by captain tape. Not on the science module side, but it seems pretty secure on the science module side.
We copy all, Sophie, and that's good config. Thank you.
You're welcome. So station on 2 for NARAX.
We're with you on 2, Jessica. And you are go for step 1.
We go for step 1.
So station, Sophie, for a question.
Go ahead, Sophie.
Just a question as for how long is this going to stay connected so that, depending on the answer, I do a clean routing of the cable so that it's not on the way of translation or a snag hazard.
And Sophie, the answer is about 2 weeks, so we would love it if you could restrain it.
Okay, I'll do that.
So station on 2 for NetRx.
Go ahead on 2.
Just make sure that I'm removing the right one. The table one says NanoRacks Module 105, but this one in that position is labeled Space Pharma, simply microgravity. Are those the same thing?
And Jessica, you are at the correct unit. The label is on the other side.
I copy. So I'm just removing this, and then I'm closing the drawer again. I'm not putting it back in.
Hey, firm. And Jessica, you'll be removing this and inserting it into iceberg. So that's your next activity.
Copy. So station on 2, your go to power the NanoRacks mainframe alpha.
We copy, Jessica.
Thanks, Bill. Chris on 2 for MVP. Looking to get started.
Hey, Chris, we are ready, and we have Ken standing by for you on Space Ground 3.
Copy. I think we are KULOS at the moment, but, yeah, I'm wondering if it's okay if I
get started in step one.
And yes, you are a go to get started, and I can just take any calls for you until we get KU back.
Copy. Thank you. I'll start with step one is all done, and I'll get started with step two. Chris on two, looking for a go in 2.4.
Chris, as long as you wait 30 seconds, you're go.
Copy that. Yep, it has been more than... Spill. Chris on two for MPP.
Hi, Chris.
I am complete up through step four, and I'm wondering if I have a go in step 6.1.
Chris, you are go in 6.1.
Sounds good. It looks like we just got KU back, so I will flip over to three.
Station Houston on two for Jessica and your 1740 activity.
Okay, 3 minutes. So station on two for cameras.
Hustle, this is you on two.
Yeah, just checking. I know the MVP camera is still up for Chris. The other lab camera is pointed at overhead two. Is that something you guys still need, or can I stow that one?
And Jessica, we'd like to keep that up just to, if Chris needs any help getting the MVP door open and closed.
I'm going to leave the MVP one open, but the other camera, so there's one on MVP, and the other lab camera is pointed at overhead two. That was the one I was thinking about moving if you guys don't need it. Previously, it was on Kermit, and now it's on overhead two.
And you are go to take that one down. Thanks, Jessica.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
And station CPM 2 for Stowich.
What's your team?
Yeah, so I'm now at step 54 of Stow Track, and I'm putting some hardware JSVs in Cygnus and Cone. And the hardware JSVs are very bulky, and in order to respect the keep out zones, I would need to separate them in two different JSVs so that I can like organize better and use all the empty spaces, but not leave them and like completely full. Am I allowed to do this if I report whatever other number of JSV I'm using?
Checking on that.
Thank you.
And Sophie, we're back with you for the JSV answers.
Sophie's with you on two.
Sophie, you can go with that plan. They don't need to be completely full. Just keep us updated on which ones you fill. And then while I have you, your go anytime you want for your UTS offload activity.
So do you want me to interrupt my cargo ops to do that as a priority?
Negative. Just your go whenever you can get to it, so continue with cargo ops, and then you can do it on time if you'd like, but we know you're helping out with MVP as well, so just wanted to give you some flexibility.
Thank you so much. And if I don't respond right away, it's either because I'm deep into Cygnus or deep into PMM, because my steps right now are working into the end cones of both, and it's a very fun caving experience. I love it.
Good luck with that. Take a flashlight.
I will. Thank you.
Cygnus Station, Sophie on 2.
We are with you on 2.
Actually, I'm going to use the flexibility you gave me, and we'll do the UDV changeout for UTS for the offload UDV.
Copy your go for that activity, and just a heads up, the restow location, we would like you to put that back in FGB, not the Node 3 port end cone. And then also, you are cleared off from the MVP activity. Chris crushed it and is already almost done.
Oh, all right, okay. So great, and for FGB instead of Node 3.
Houston Station, Sophie on 2 for Yedovic.
Go ahead on 2.
Is task complete? Although I have a little question, because the stowage note called for some tools, ratchet and 10mm 6-point socket, but I don't see anywhere in the procedure where I was supposed to use it, so maybe it's because the procedure was XDP'd, and I just wanted to double-check with you.
Happy Sophie, yeah, you are correct. The XDP, we missed the stow note on that one.
Okay, great. And do you have also a specific location for FDB, or just where we put all the KTL containers and everything?
Yep, it's just the FGB behind the hatch there where we usually put the Yetta vase.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Bill, Chris on 2 for MVP stowage.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, I just wanted to check one last thing. In the deltas, I put that 1.0 CTV back in Cygnus, and then I'd written down that I should check off 64.04 and 63.03 in StowTrack, or 63.04, but I didn't see a 63.04. I just want to make sure I was checking off the right things.
Checking. And Chris Huntsville is back with you. Sorry for the confusion about 6304. We are in a good config. No further action for you.
See that. Yep, I just checked out 6404. Awesome. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you for double checking.